This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175, North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient April Lemieux. First name is April, A-P-R-I-L, last name is Lemieux, L-E-M-A-U, Lemieux. Date of birth 8/8/1983. This letter is being written to Dr. Nicole Vecchi. First name is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. Last name is Vecchi, V-E-C-C-H-I. Address 429 South Main Street, Milpitas, M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S, California 95035. Telephone number 408-935-9586. Fax number 408-719-1979. Dear Dr. Vecchi, V-E-C-C-H-I, thank you for asking me to see this 39-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. April has been having ongoing problem with recurrent abdominal pain, which happens without any warning. Period. She feels she may be allergic to many foods, including onion, garlic, and some other foods. Period. She has taken herself off onion. She has removed onion, garlic, along with some chocolate and caffeine products, and certainly. And feels and wants to make sure there are no allergies, period. As a matter of fact, and she takes some Allegra with some benefit, period. There are two cats in the family, in the home, and there is history of minor nasal congestion and seasonal allergies for which she has taken some antihistamines with definite benefit, period. There is no history of any eczema or asthma, period. Overall, she's in decent health, period. She got some food sensitivity tests from an outside lab, and generally these tests measure IgG levels, and the tests demonstrated many food sensitivities to many different foods. Some results are mildly positive and some are more significantly positive, period. She's been told that she might be allergic to a lot of these foods, period. This has certainly caused some concern, and she wants some allergy skin testing, period. She denies any history of any bloating or any significant abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, period. There is no history of any heartburn or dysphagia. She is in on examination revealed a very pleasant lady who had mild to moderate dermatographism, period. Allergy skin testing revealed a positive reaction to pollens and cats, and that would be consistent with the diagnosis of chronic rhinitis, period. Detailed allergy testing to many different foods is completely negative, thus ruling out any specific IgE-type food reactions, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of food allergies and the concept of IgG-type reactions, which signify food sensitivity rather than any allergies, period. These tests are not easily reproducible, period. However, there was no positive testing to the culprit food like onion, garlic, and the shelf and the shellfish type foods period. Overall, I don't believe she has any significant food allergies or any risk of anaphylaxis period. She may certainly be very sensitive to these foods, and I recommend it to her that she might do some self-challenging and see what foods cause any problem and then stay off those foods, and hopefully that's all would be required, period. She can certainly take Allegra or any other antihistamine for any kind of allergic reaction, period. Recently, she had some sort of salad and developed some abdominal pain, but no other allergic symptoms were identified, period. This may be due to a spoiled food or just general intolerance to certain foods in her dish, period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis. Number two, positive allergic reaction to pollen and cat. Number three, possible mild to moderate food sensitivity. Number four, no evidence of any IgE type reaction to any food, period. My treatment plan, avoid any obvious offending foods that might cause any symptoms. Number two, she can certainly perform some oral challenges at home and determine any specific foods. Number three, certainly she can use any antihistamine like Claritin or Allegra for any allergy symptoms or any other problems. Overall, I believe she is going to do quite well, period. I'll be very happy to see her again and do more tests, more workup if these symptoms continue, and certainly she may have to see a gastroenterologist also to determine what seems to be the problem, period. All this discussion was carried out with her, and she was quite happy to receive very candid explanation of her problem, period. I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on vision, April Lamont.